We're going to learn Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding at the Mishnah on the very bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Boleshes Shenichnas Aleir. Let's say you have soldiers that enter a city and the city has barrels of wine in it. So B'shash Shalom, if they entered the city at a time of peace and they're not coming to take spoils or anything, they just are given the right to eat and to drink to be supported by the people of the city, because that's the deal that they have with the government. Chavios psuchos asuros. Any open barrels are assumed to be asur ba'na, because we're choshesh that these soldiers touch those barrels. But stumos mutaros, closed barrels, you're even allowed to drink, because there's no way that they touched them. If they would have touched them, there's no way they would have sealed them back up. So if you find the barrel sealed, it's totally mutar. B'shas mochama. But if they came in at a time of war, eil ve'eil mutaros, then even open barrels are going to be mutar. L'fisha ein penai l'nasich. During a time of war, no one has time to be menasich yayin, so we don't assume that they did anything during a time of war. So says Gemara Ura Minhi, but I'll ask you a stira. It says, Sh'ir shekavshu karkum, a city that was conquered by an invading army, kol kohanos shebetocha psulos, all the wives of kohanim in that city are apostle to their husbands, because were choshesh that they were perhaps ne'enas, that they were raped. So you see that even at a shas milchama, people have time to do extracurricular activities. So how come in our mission at a shas milchama we assume there's no time to do nisuch? Amrav mari l'nasei chen penah. Livel yesh panai. They don't have time to do religious activities, but to have bia, to be menasech, they don't have time. But to have bia, especially at a time of war where probably testosterone is running high, so we assume that they'll have time to do. So main point number one: invading army during if an army comes into a city during a time of peace, only the open barrels are problematic. And during a time of war, none of the barrels of wine are problematic, but the women are going to be problematic. The wives of Kohanim are going to be asuros. Okay, next Mishnah. You have workers of a Jew that an Ovid Chavim sent them barrels of wine, shal yayin nesech bischaran, barrels of yayin nesech for payment for their work. Mutter lomer, they could say to the guy, don't give us the barrel, ela tein lanu estameha, give us the value of the barrel, and that's not a violation of an isra hana'a from the yayin nesach by accepting that money. But once they've already received delivery of the barrels, usher, then they cannot exchange barrels that they've already received for money instead. They have to just throw out those barrels and not get paid. Amru v'dam rav, mutal adam lomer lovi chavim seva hafeis alai minas hamelech. A person is allowed to tell an ovid chavim, go and and pay my taxes to the king, and I'll pay you back. Even though the guy may pay yayin nesach to the king, that's not considered that the Jew is getting hana'a from the yayin nesach, because you're not asking him to pay yayin nesach. He could have given money to the king. You just asked him to take care of it. But wait, al yomar adam l'vichavim ul tachtai la'otzar. A person is not allowed to say to an ovid chavim, go in my place to satisfy the officer of the king and give him wine in my place. So isn't this a kasha on Rav that you're allowed to say tseva feis alay minas hamelech? So I'm like, Rav, ul tachtai la'otzar ka'amrit halodami alaha aval omer lo malteini min ha'otzar. When you say ul tachtai la'otzer, that's more comparable to what the Braisa goes on to say, that if you say to the guy, malteini min ha'otzer, save me from this officer, where there are other ways to save, like al yidei mamon, so when he gives wine, it's not through your shlichus. But if he does it, it's considered that he's doing it on his own. But only then Rav would say it's mutter. But if you say ul tachtai la'otzer, then you're saying to mamish, be in your place. So whatever he's doing as you. So in such a case, in a chinami, if he gives yayin nesach, that's going to be problematic. So main point number two, if someone pays your taxes for you, if a non-Jew pays your taxes for you with yayin nesach, that is fine, as long as he is not explicitly taking your place. Next Mishnah, a Jew who's had his wine bin nisnasich, is not allowed to sell that wine even to a guy. And if he sells it to a guy, the wine is asur b'hana. So when a Jew sells wine to a guy, he has to be careful that the guy doesn't touch the wine before the kinyan, because we're afraid the wine is going to be nisnasich, and then it's going to be asur to sell. So the Mishnah explains when the kinyan is chal. Hamocher yeinu lovik chavim. A person sells his wine to another chavim. Pasak ad shelo madad. Let's say they decided on a price before they measured it out. So before, and then they did the meshicha afterwards. So dam of mutarin, the money that he gets for that deal is mutar, because once they decided on a price, the guy has peace of mind with that kinyan, and he wants his meshicha to work as a valid kinyan to be zocher in the yayin. So when he touches the wine and he's menasich it, it already belongs to the guy. So the payment predates the iser of the yayin, and that's why it's okay. But madda dachlo pasak, if they measure it out before they ever decided on a price, so now there's a nisuch happening while it still belongs to a Jew. So then dam of asur, and then the money that gets paid for the wine is going to be asur. Says the Gemara, Amar Amemer, Meshicha ba'ovid chavim kone, that Meshicha is a valid kinyan for goyim even before money is paid. Teda, and the raya is, Dahani parsoi, Meshadu parshtani, ladadi, these parsoi people send gifts to each other, v'lo hadri b'hu, and they never go back on it, because they assume that with Meshicha it's already kone. Ravashi Amar, Meshicha ba'ovid chavim eina kone, that no, Meshicha is not a valid kinyan for Ovdei Kochavim. Why is it that when the Parsayim send gifts to each other through Meshicha, they're never chozer? V'haydelo hadri b'hu, d'ramus rucha hu d'nikita l'hu. It's because they have a sense of gaiva. Because of their kavod, they're not going to be chozer. Am Rav Ashi mina aminala. How do I know that Meshicha does not work as a kinyan for a guy? Midamalu Rav, lahanus aviyasa, from the fact that Rav told the wine sellers as in people who sell, those who sell wine, ki kailisu chamara, when you measure out wine, la'ovdik chavim, for ovdik chavim customers, shaklu zuzim inayhu, first take money from them, vahadr kailunhu, and then measure out the wine and give it to them to do a meshicha. And if the Ovdei Kochavim do not bring money with them, uzufinhu, give them, let them borrow, v'hadar shekilim inayhu, and then take the money from them as payment for the wine. Ki echi ditavi halva agabayu, in order that they owe you should be a loan, and when you pay the money after time, it will be a payment for the halva'a as opposed to a payment for the wine, because payment for the wine is going to be problematic. Because if you don't do that, if instead you just measure out the wine before you ever take the money, it will become yayin nesach while it's still in your rishus, and when you get payment for it, you're actually getting payment for yayin nesach, and that's going to be problematic. But if you hold that meshicha is a valid form of kinyan for an Ovid Chavim, midamashcha Ovid Chavim kanya, then from the moment the Ovid Chavim did the Meshicha, he's already kona it, and therefore yai nesach la'avi adenagabe, it doesn't become yai nesach until he touches it, which is later on. So there should be no problem with accepting the money, because you're not accepting money for yai nesach. So it says Gemara, that's not a good raya. If the Jew were measuring and putting the wine into the kli of a Jew, hachinami, then you'd have a good raya from Rav that Ravashi is correct. But in reality, that's not the case that Rav was talking about when he was talking to the people selling wine. Lo tzricha de kokayil v'rami l'manadov chavim. Rav was warning them about a case where the Jew is measuring out and putting the wine into a kli that belongs to a guy, where there is a little bit of yayin nesach remaining in that kli. That's where the new wine that gets mixed is going to be usher right away, even before Meshicha is done. So even though Meshicha is kona, he's not able to be somech on that there are moshech before the nisuch. And that's why he tells them to take the money in advance. So, sof, says the Gemara, but wait, ki matal avira demana, as soon as the wine gets into the airspace of the kli, Kanya, the guy is already kona the wine with a kinyan agbah. Yayin esach lahavi ad matil harasei demada. But it's only yayin esach when it gets into the bottom of the kli. So and if that's the case, when it became yayin esach, it was already in the rishus of the guy. So why does Rav have to warn them to be very careful? So in order to be miyashiv that, you have to say that already at the time of meziga, it's misnasech, even though it has not yet gotten into the Avira Kli, because it's mechubar through a stream, through a kiluach, to the wine that's in the bottom of the Kli. So shmamina nitzok chibur. So what you see from there is that a steady stream is considered a chibur, that it's considered a valid connection between that which is at the bottom of the stream and that which is at the top of the stream. So says the Gemara, lo, that's not a raya necessarily that nitzuk is chibur. Because if the guy is holding the barrel in his hand and the wine is being poured into it, tachinami, then you'd be able to prove that nitzuk is chibur. But over here, that's not the case that Rav was talking about. Lo tzricha de manacha ara, the barrel is sitting on the ground, the guy is not holding it. So the wine is not nikna to the guy with hagbah while it's still in the avir akli. It's only, and therefore, even if you say nitzuk is not chibur, the wine becomes usher before the kinyan. It becomes usher as soon as it mixed with the wine in the kli. It's only nikna to the guy after it rests in the kli. V'tikni le kelov. So ask the Gemara. But there is a din that an avir of one's rishos is kone for him. So the kli belongs to the guy. So shouldn't he be kone as soon as the wine enters the airspace of the kli before it gets to the bottom of the kli? So in order to answer this, you have to say that the avir, the kli of the guy, is not kone for him when it's in the rishos of the seller. Shamet mina kelev sholkech rishos mocher lo kone lokech. Apparently, what you see from here is that when a purchaser's kelim are in the rishus of the seller, the kelim are not kona on behalf of the purchaser. So it's more love. No, you can't really prove that kelim shalokech are not kona b'rishus mocher. The olamei melach kona lokech. Really, I could tell you that kelim shalokech are kona for the lokech, even when the kli is in the rishus mocher. V'achal mayaskinon kigon di'ika akeves yayin apume dukuz nasa. Over here, what are we talking about? What's Rav talking about when he was warning them? When there's room at the edge of the kli of the guy where the wine might stay before it falls into the avir of the kli. And there might be some remnants of yayin nesach on that edge. Dekama kama insichle. So each drop that you pour into the kli first becomes yayin nesach before it becomes the wine of the guy. So now, Rav apparently was telling these people selling to take money before they measure it out, because he was afraid that the wine would mix with yayin nesach and become usher before the guy ever is kona it. And then it's going to be usher for the Jew to get paid for it. So says Gemar Ukiman, who is Rav assuming like that the money of yayin that gets mixed with yayin nesach is going to be usher? Meaning it's not pure yayin nesach, it's wine that's mixing with some yayin nesach that's already in the kli of the Ovid Chavim. So who's he assuming like? The lo Rav Shimon Gamliel. Apparently against Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, because if you're going to say he assumes like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ha'amar, Rav Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah later on, that Yayin Nesach that falls into Yayin of a Jew, Yimacher Kulo, the Jew should sell the entire Lov Dechavim. He's able to sell the entire Tarovitz of the Chavim, and the money that he gets from it is going to be mutter, as long as he deducts from the price the value of the yayin nesach in it. So let's say he has, 10 ounces of 10 gallons of yayin that get mixed in with 1 gallon of yayin nesach. So he can sell the 11 gallon ta'aroves for the price of 10 gallons, as long as he doesn't take money for the value of the yayin nesach. So how come Rav assumed that all of the money is going to be aser? So says Gemara, midu time el Rav, whatever we're trying to say over here is all according to Rav. So hamar Rav halachram shungum liel chavis bechavis avalo yayin biyayin. Rav was pretty explicit that yes, we paskin like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but that's only when the tarovis is that you mix barrels up, that you have 10 barrels of regular yayin and a barrel of yayin esach. But when it's yayin be yayin, when there's actual liquids that get mingled with each other, that get mixed with each other, the whole thing becomes yayin esach and becomes asur. So we're going to stop there, well into Amud Beis over here. So the main point that we'll conclude with is that Rav had to warn people who sold wine to Goyim that they have to take payment in advance, because if they don't, it's going to become Yayin Nesech before they take payment, and it would then be usur for them to take payment. How will it become Yayin Nesech before they take payment? By mixing with the Yayin Nesech in the Kelim of the guy. Along the way, we hit a few important topics. Kelim Shalokeach, Birishos Mocher. You know, we had some important we should also mention that there's machlokas whether a guy can be kona b'mishicha. That should have been a main point. Machlokas whether a guy can be kona b'mishicha or not be kona b'mishicha. So a number of yisodas dikasugiyas over here. But by Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis about a third of the way down the page.